share a couple of brief comments from the Book of Exodus. So once again, the Pentateuch, really enjoyed those thoughts on the offerings. Would have liked to have heard sin, the peace, and the trespassing, or trespass offering also. But this really just comes out of something we had on a reading meeting this past week. And I'll take only a brief moment. Exodus chapter 23. And I want to turn to verse 28. We'll read verse 27 first. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. The question was asked in the meeting what these hornets could possibly mean. And a brother shared in the meeting that I very much appreciated the thought of the Lord going before us in life and preparing things for us, working in our lives in ways that advance ways, if you will, that are hidden from us and we don't see. Perhaps these hornets went out in front of the children of Israel. They never saw them there. And the Lord was preparing the way as they entered that land of Canaan. And we know that this, in fact, happened, not so much in connection with the hornets, but in verse 27, it said, I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And we know that happened because, turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, chapter 2, when the spies come to Rahab's home, it says there in verse 9, she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. They were already weakened because the fear of the Lord had arrived ahead of time. The Lord was preparing the way. And so I wanted to just turn to three other instances in Scripture where we get this expression, and I will make very little comment on them. One in Deuteronomy chapter 1. This one's really with a thought really for the young people, but it's an encouragement, I believe, to all of us. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 33, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way you should go, in a cloud by day. And I really like to just comment on that expression, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in. We often think about the fire and the cloud advising the children of Israel when to move and where to go. It was their guidepost, so to speak. But it was says here that it was there also to search a place for their tents to be pitched. And did you ever think that in your life, God is going before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents, so to speak? You know, as young people here are not married yet, you may not have full-time jobs yet, you may not know your plans beyond grade 12. Maybe there's a question of where to live, even. And all I really want to say about this is that God is already going before you and working it all out. That doesn't mean, it doesn't take away the responsibility for you to seek His guidance and direction. But He's already in ways that are completely invisible to us. He knew long before I did, and He began working for my life here in Newfoundland, for your life in Corner Brook, or your life in Stellarton. He goes in the way to prepare a place for them to pitch their tents. We also know that passage so well in Genesis chapter 45, verse read it often on Lord's Day morning. Verse 7. God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Isn't that beautiful? Joseph's brothers had no idea when they sold him to those people that day and when they plotted to kill him, that that was part of a plan by God to preserve their life years down the road. What an act of grace. What an act of grace. And we know, of course, and this is even far more beautiful, that that's a type of God's plan and salvation. That he sent the Lord Jesus to prepare a way for us, that we would have life. And it's just a beautiful thing to meditate upon. Their failures resulted in the goodness of God preserving their life. Lastly, I just want to turn to an expression that we're also familiar with in Matthew chapter 27. 28, sorry, Matthew chapter 28. Verse 10. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. That's actually not, it was verse 7 I was thinking of. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And maybe this one's a little more difficult to apply, but I'd like to apply it in this way. Jerusalem was the place where the Lord Jesus had been crucified. It was the place of the old covenant, so to speak. And the Lord Jesus left that place and went to that land of Galilee. He separated himself from that area and went ahead into Galilee, where the poor folk were living on the hills. He separated himself before the disciples into that place, and they were going to find him there. And you know, young people and all of us here, the path of separation as believers isn't always an easy one. It's full of difficulties. We experience them every day. But the Lord Jesus, he goes before you. He goes before you in that and prepares that way, as it were, for you. And you know, the disciples were going to find him there, and he was going to reveal himself to them in that risen state. And so I really just want to leave that with you very briefly, that in your life, there is one working in the background right now, doing things for you, for your good and blessing, and you should never forget it. It's a beautiful, blessed thing to think about. And again, as I say, it never lessens our responsibility to seek his guidance in our life. He is the Lord of all, but he is working for our good and our blessing.
Could we sing number 303? 303.
Like them we have our rest in view. Him to be our daily food. With Him us dwells that well from heaven, the Spirit of our God. Lord, 'tis enough, we ask no more, Thy grace around us pour.
Sing 275 as well. Our God is light, and though we go across a trackless wild, our Jesus' footsteps ever show the path of every child. 276.
Our God is light, and though we go across a trackless wild,
perhaps we could pray together. Just one verse I'd like to read, though. In John's Gospel, chapter 5, in verse 39, it says this: "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Our loving God and Father, we just thank Thee for this wonderful book that we can open We thank thee that thou hast revealed by thy Spirit many things unto us, and there is much more. And we just thank thee for the opportunity to have the ministry before us, and how even in the Old Testament we read things that picture the Lord Jesus Christ, his sinless life, and that sweet savor that went up to God in his life and in his death, Calvary. We pray that these things would stir our own hearts so that we might meditate upon them and profit as a result. Be built up in the knowledge that these things have been revealed unto us who are babes. Thou hast hid them from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto us, and we thank thee for it. Give thee praise in the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.